single words or phrases are enough to conjure up similar scenes in our imagination, replete with horror and long-term denial. Gulag, killing fields, Srebrenica, Rwanda, Darfur. The list is nearly endless, Feingold concludes. Underlying the response of Jewish victims and witnesses at the time is an assumption about the world order so pervasive that we tend to forget that it is there at all. Jews believed then that there existed somewhere in the world, whether in the Oval Office or the Vatican or Downing Street, a spirit of civilization whose moral concern could be mobilized to save the Jews. That was a delusion. As one witness, Alexander Donat, put it, "We felt victims to our faith in mankind, our belief that humanity had set limits to the degradation and persecution of one's fellow man.